Lesson 12, Grammar 1. Well, we already learned 주세요. But what I didn't tell you before is that actually it's a combination of the base verb 주다, to give, and 세요, which is the verb ending used when making a request. So, when you say 주세요, you're actually saying, give me please. And when you add a base verb to it, like 가다, go, you're actually saying, give, go, please. Which makes sense, because if someone is doing what you want, they're giving you something. I'm telling you, Korean is such a scientific and beautiful language. So whenever you give a command, you're not always asking something for yourself, you're telling someone else to do something. In that case, you can just use 세요 without the 주 part. When the base verb ends in a consonant, add 으세요 for contrast. Remember, opposites attract. And when the base verb ends in a vowel, just add 세요, because the contrast is already there. Looking below, 읽다, to read, ends with a consonant, right? So add 으세요, 읽으세요, read this. Also, and 기다리다 means to wait. So how do you say wait? 기다리세요. Finally, 만들다 means to make, and the spelling changes a little bit. So take off the 르, and what do you have? 만들. Does it end with a consonant? No, it ends with a vowel now. So just add 세요, and what does that spell? 만드세요. And it means? Make it. Or make this. Very nice. In other words, 으세요 is used when politely asking the listener to do something or when making a request. It is used with only a verb. Ending in consonant. 읽다, to read. 읽으세요, read this. Ending in vowel or the final consonant, 르. 기다리다, to wait. 기다리세요, wait please. 만들다, to make. 만드세요, make this. Now let's hear some more examples in sentences.
여기에 앉으세요.
Please, take a seat here.
투안 씨, 빨리 오세요.
Tuan, please come quickly.
잠깐만 기다리세요.
Please wait a moment. It sounds very polite, right? That's right, it's polite, but it's not too formal.